Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 greetings. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom, Yadin here. Here, here, here.
Yes, I saw in the night visions. And behold,
Daniel,
one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. I saw in the night visions. And behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. The dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. The kingdom.
Now here, here, here for the Monday podcast right here. We got another double portion
into a burning place. And concerning the rest of the people, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions.
The whole place is
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Rastafari,
the people shall realize, since Selassie and the earth shall be me.
Chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, devoured, and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. A fiery stream issued and came forth from the voice. Fiery stream, fiery stream, fiery stream.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter personal cost, you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים דשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Why do the heathen rage?
Lama ragishu goyim, gishu goyim, gishu goyim, gishu.
And the people imagine a vain thing, and a vain thing, and a vain thing.
Ule umim yehegurik, rik, rik.
The kings of the earth set themselves.
Yityatsevu malche eret.
And the rulers take counsel together.
Verozenim nosedu yahad.
Against the Lord and against his anointed.
Al Adonai ve'al Meshiho.
Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. 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 Trust in him.
It is good that you are here. Record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The purpose of life.
It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world even with a just cause, David still proves alive.
Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life. You know see him an ancient monarchy.
with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki, and the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, go make me market. Turn up the bass and the treble it's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I blasted. So tell me what the rasta asking, how I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the aid should be protected, the needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon tell me start a riot. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see man a Asian manaki, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Selassie I am the king of all things. I tell them Selassie never dead. Rumor them a spread, they probably stick in a them head. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their lives, yo. You don't see them and I ain't Shan Manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when a gunshot tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, give me the weed come off it. Yo, turn up the bass and treble make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I blast it. Yo, so how you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So that's the eye, hey, you show them the way, yeah. Show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a, hey. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't Shan Manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto, down in the ghetto, yeah. Welcome to the, oh yeah. Another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on. Show them a, 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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't Shan Manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. Drinking up me calabash it, me baba diva. Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yeah. Don't say I never told you. Carry up on every day. That's how far I already know you. Bless you.
Yeah, it's Selassie I the first, the emperor of Ethiopia, and the earth's rightful ruler, and so I would really keep on rocking it to you. Yeah, now I would call this a history lesson, but it is not history, because history is always leaving out my mother. Mama Africa, Mount Zion High, the birthplace of the Queen of Sheba, the wife of King Solomon, who is the father and the mother of the Lion of Judah. Yeah, I'm telling it to you, straight and direct. Now watch out. Taparai Makonnen was a young youth, and him asked to see the Ark of the Covenant, for real. And the priest them and the Abuna was frozen, and them can't move. And the little youth Taparai walk in at the Ark of the Covenant and speak with you, Selassie high, Rastafari and high and high. Now we know say the earth's rightful ruler dwells in Mount Zion high, and the Pope of Rome represents Satan upon this earth. Chawas, I would tell you. Them a say the Pope never bow to no man. Well, we have the picture, the Pope of Rome upon his knees, in front of I and I Emperor El Selassie I the first.
Yeah!
Rastafar high and high and high, for Zion high and high, as I would tell you. No, when Mussolini was scheming with the Pope of Rome to hatch up with Hitler and invade the world and destroy everything, the first place Mussolini won't go is Ethiopia. If you take all of the artifacts of the church, of the original people upon the earth, back to Satan up in him Roman chamber. So I would tell you, well this I really wanna truth ya baby. Badu 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 day. This I really wanna truth ya baby. Badu badu day. Now, when France and England and Spain and the League of Nations sat idly by and watch as Mussolini gas bomb Ethiopia, raping I and I mother, murdering I and I father, destroying I and I children, what him a go do? Drop gas bomb, poisonous gas, shot people, killing people. I mean, I tell you, El Selassie I go to the League of Nations and him tell them straight up, if you not fight for Ethiopia, these two will invade the rest of Europe and the whole of you will fall. And him prophesize World War II, and that is truth and rights. The earth's rightful ruler, I tell you, said that. For real. 5 years in Ethiopia, man a fight with spears and knives upon nothing. And them a take weapons with them bare hands, fighting in ravine and gully. Independent Ethiopians, Mussolini never beat them down. For real. Now when the English decide to mix up and give weapons to El Selassie the first, it was too late. Too late for them. Babylon was ready to move, and Hitler and Mussolini destroyed Europe and wrecked the industry and wrecked the society, and they even bombed London, and they bombed the biggest cathedral in England, and the biggest church in England was burned to the ground. And Selassie, I tell them, said that them should have protect Ethiopia in the first place.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of 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 all.
Yeah, what wanna
Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, 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 my sword. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword,
slain by my sword, slain by
ye Ethiopians also,
also,
ye Ethiopians also,
also,
ye Ethiopians also,
Ethiopians also,
Ethiopians also,
Ethiopians also,
ye Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword,
slain by my sword,
slain by my sword,
slain by
the Ethiopians also.
ሽመላ ሽመላ አገራችን ኢየሩሳሌም ደና
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
For this double course. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
For this double course.
Shabbat shalom, senmet salam. Shabbat behar shalom, senmet tara salam. Here picking up with the 32nd degree of Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study, and for this Shabbat strong, this Shabbat behar, Shabbat behar on the mount, in the mount. Picking up here with Leviticus chapter 25 to chapter 26, verse 2, for this next to last Torah portion, reading and feeding here in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus. Here for the Lamed Beit Torah portion, this manna, this angel's bread, the 32nd, we pick up with the Kaf Hei chapter, chapter 25. The law of the land, the first item is the sabbatic year. And hear, give ear, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, is the one. So here, picking up, Beshem Ha'av, Wehabein, Weruah HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, the one. Picking up with the first Aliyah for this Shabbat Behar. Why daber Yahweh el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor, and Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moses, Moshe, in Mount Sinai, saying, Why daber Yahweh el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor? Speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael. Daber illa b'nei Yisrael. And say to them, V'amarta elehem, when y'all come into the land, when y'all enter into the land which I give you, which I am giving to you. Ki tabo'a illa ha'aret asherani noten lakem. Then shall the land keep a Sabbath to Jehovah. With Shabbata Ha'aret Shabbata Layawa 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 Layawa. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest to the land, a Sabbath, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field, nor prune thy vineyard, thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed. For it is a year of rest to the land, and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat, shall be food for you, for thee, I, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, I, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat, be food. The law, HaTorah, the direction, instruction of the land. Second item, the year of Yoel, the year of Jubileu, the year of Jubilee. Verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years to thee, aye, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to thee, aye, 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Yovel of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Shall ye y'all make the trumpet, the shofar, sound throughout all your land. And ye y'all shall hallow, set apart the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Yovel, a Jubileu, a Jubilee to you. And ye y'all shall return every man to his possession. And ye y'all shall return every man to his family. A Jubilee shall that 50th year be to you. Ye y'all shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the Yovel, the Jubilee, Jubileu. It shall be wholly set apart to you. Ye all shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this Yovel, this Jubilee, ye all shall return every man to his possession. And here for this Shabbat Behar Sabbath on in the mount. Here at the 14th verse, we have the second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah here at verse 14. With Kia Timakaru Mimakara La Emiteka O Kano Miyada Emiteka Ala Tonu Ish Eta Ahio. And if thou sell aught to thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye all shall not oppress, rephrase, shall not downpress one and other, according to the number of years after the Yovel, the Yubelu, the Jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according to the number of years of the fruits, he shall sell to thee. According to the multitude of years, thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell to thee. Ye all shall not therefore downpress one another, but thou shalt fear, shall reverence, respect Eloheka, the I Elohim, Kiani Yahuwah Elohekem, for I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim. Wherefore ye all shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye all shall dwell in the land in safety, 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 safety. For this double course, double sabbatical study, here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah, the Shalishi Aliyah, here at verse 19. We natinah areta Pirayah wa akaltem la seva, we shabtem la betach a leha, and the land shall yield her fruit, and ye all shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. And if ye all shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Nay, look and see, behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my baraka, my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye all shall sow the eighth year, and eat yet of old fruit until the ninth year, until her fruits come in, ye all shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me, with I. And in all the land of your possession, ye all shall grant a redemption for the land, the land, the land, the land, the land, the land. And here at verse 25, we have the fourth Aliyah, the Rebbe, earlier. Kia Yamuk Ahika Ua Makar Meya Huzato Uba Goelo Ha Karov Elayo We Gaal Eta Mimkara Achio. Here at the 25th verse, we have the fourth aliyah, the Reb'i, the law, HaTorah, of the land. The third item, the redemption of the inheritance. Verse 25. If thy brother, Ahikah, be waxen poor, and have sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which Ahio, his brother, sold. And if the man have none, no one to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him, may him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus to the man to whom he sold it, that he may return to his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that have bought it until the year of Yuvel, of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return to his possession. And here, 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 and here. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Yeah, man, I'm a not to turn it up.
Yeah, you mean to not to dread sound enough.
But let it show, I'm not to dread. Nothing more to be said.
Old pirate, yes, a rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption. Redemption songs.
Now I'm at the ball crop.
The speed to ask
for this double Porsche, double Porsche, double Porsche, double Porsche, double Porsche.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai. We have a double portion. RSS number 32 and 33. Known as Behar and Behukotai. On the mountain, and in my statutes. Bamarinya Besina, Terara, and Besirate. Besirate. Besina, Besina. The phrase is Vesina Terara, so Obi Betarara, but Sina is where, as in the Hebrew, Behar Sinai. So in the Hebrew we have Behar Sinai, Amarin in the Met of Kedus, we have Vesina, with the preposition, and the noun, and Terara, Terara. In the Hebrew it's interesting, we have Harar, Harar. We have Harar and we have Terara. It's so interesting how those two reflect from the Hebrew, Harar, the fuller root word, Harar, and then Bamrinya, we have Terara, Terara for the mountain, Behar, contracted and short, and in the longer sense, Harar. You can look that up when you go into the Hebrew words behind the Masorah, when you get to the Masorah, the Hebrew words, some of the study software, like the Word, as well as Blue Letter Bible, and East Word, and there's a lot of apps for that right here. But this double portion right here, we're concluding, the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called the book, or the Sefer, the cipher we can say, but the Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra. The Khazarians, and they say Vayikra, or they say really Vayikra, Vayikra. We say Vayikra, properly pointing and intoning it. And he called. So long, John. Call I and I. So many are called. You recall? Many are called. Few are chosen. All right? But really it's about what ones are choosing. So let's choose to study and to meditate. Study and meditation is really the keys to study and to meditate. And this Torah portion brings to light and reminds us of that in this double portion right here. To study and to meditate. To study and to meditate. I'm looking at the Hukotai, which is the 33rd. Just kind of zooming ahead for a moment. Study to learn and learn to do. In Jah Torah, the distinction between the physical and the spiritual are not so clear, always so cut and dry. The whole and entire physical world is spiritual because Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, because Jah created it so. Now, the physical world was created actually out of the spiritual, the eretical, and the spiritual, the eretical is inherently present in all physical or five cycle form and action, in the force, the chayil, and in the form, the salase, or the tri-dimensionality of it, or we call it the third dimension, or in the three-dimensional sense. Now, therefore, in Jah Torah, in the Torah, in the instruction, in the direction, in the instruction, the Torah, in the Torah thought, the instructional thought, it's a false dichotomy. It's a false dichotomy to separate the physical from the spiritual, or the spiritual from the physical. And here's where it calls to mind the teaching of His Majesty, you know, concerning the material and the spiritual. The spiritual and the material. I think it's in the word sound, the utterance of Gurmawi Nagus Nagas speaking on religion. And I pointed that out before, and hopefully we can get that in circulation. And hopefully each of the them can even just get a printout of that one sheet, that one page, with His Imperial Majesty speaking on religion. Right? And really take the time to read it, to study it, and hopefully to learn it by heart as well. It's very crucial. It's like a core curriculum, but it's reflective of this Torah portion here and of the Torah in general. But in particular here, we have a double portion, all right? A double portion. So when we look at the right thought, you know, and having the right thought, the purpose, all things work towards the good of those who love Elohim, who love the power, who love Jah, and who are called according to His purpose and are called according to His thought. So in the Yehuda, the Judah, right, in the Yehuda-ish, right, the Judah-ish, or some would say Jewish thought, the purpose for studying is more than simply the acquisition of knowledge. Now, in the Western Gentile world, it says it's come out of Babylon, my people, Jah people. So as we come out of Babylon, what is Babylon? Babylon means confusion. As we come out of Babylon, right, and disillumination and darkness and no light, as we come out of Babylon and we walk into Jah light, right, into His thought, into His purpose. The purpose of studying is more than simply the acquisition, the acquiring of knowledge, the acquiring of da'at in the Hebrew, Yahuwah da'at. It is more than just the acquisition of the gnosis, that gnosis or the epinosis. Right? So the purpose of studying is more than simply the acquiring or the accumulating or the acquisition of knowledge. Knowledge and learning are regarded as only means, right? Are regarded only as the means for serving Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, of serving Jah. Knowledge and learning. What's the purpose of knowledge and learning, Habarim? Fellow disciples, fellow co-laborers, brothers and sisters, what is the purpose of knowledge and learning? Knowledge and learning should be regarded only as a means, right? A means for better serving Jah, for better serving Eloheinu, Ainai Power, Ainai Father. Therefore, in the true thought of Judah, Yehuda, and the Judah-ish, and in the lion of the tribe of Judah thought, we study to learn and we learn to do. We study to learn. And we learn, I and I learn to do. So make I and I study to learn. And make I and I learn to do. As we come to this fullness, this is the fullness right here, even at the 33rd. Right? Looking at this double portion and kind of looking ahead, zooming ahead to the Hukotai.
Let's get a groundation right here, brothers and sisters, in this double portion for Behar and Behukotai, in or on the mountain. In a sense, it could be also in the mountain, but on the mountain, Behar, Beharar, Beharare, Behar, right? Harar, Harara, right? Terara, Besina, Terara, Bamarinya. In the Masorah, Behar, on the mount, on the mountain, Behukotai, the Hukotai, in my statutes, the Sirate, the Sirate, the Sirate, Mamarinya, in the son of Nagusa and Neges. So now, looking at this double portion, and beginning with the first part, the first portion, first, what do we have? We have Behar, Behar, the 32nd reading from the Torah, and the second to last reading from the book of Leviticus, from the Sefer Vayikra, and it's called Behar, which means on the mount, on the mountain. Now the name comes from the first words of the first verse of the reading in the Hebrew, in the Masorah, which could be literally translated to read, the Yahweh then spoke to Moshe on Mount Sinai, on Mount Sinai, Behar Sinai, Besina Terara, according to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1. Now, this portion, this parsha, from the Torah, from Jah law, it introduces here the laws of the sabbatical years, the laws of the sabbatical years, the Yod Beliu, the Jubilee, and the laws concerning a redemption. Now, in most years, right, and in most of the gathering, the assemblies and the synagogues, this is read Behar together with the following portion, which is Behukotai. Behukotai. So let's get to Behukotai. The last reading from the Sefer Vayikra, from the book of Leviticus, the third book of Moshe. And it's called Behukotai, which means in my statutes. Now the name, it comes from the first verse of the reading, which begins with the words, if you walk in my statutes, if you walk Behukotai, if you trod in my statutes, Jah is saying to I and I and we. Leviticus chapter 26 and 3. Leviticus chapter 26 and 3. Now, the last reading that we have here from Leviticus, it promises baraka. It promises baraket. It promises blessing and blessings and rewards for Kol Yasharel, for Israel, if they will keep Jah law, if they will keep the Torah, but punishment and curses if they break the commandments of Jah law, of the Torah. Now the last chapter that we have here in the book of Leviticus, it discusses the laws pertaining to vows, valuations or estimations, and to tithes. Now, in most years in the synagogue and assemblies, read Behukotai together with the preceding portion, Behar, as in this Shana, at this time. Dearly beloved, brothers and sisters, look at Selah moment, and let's meditate on the main theme, the summary theme. What is the summary theme? To study, to learn, and to learn to do. To study, to learn, and to learn to do. Study is important, but study must accompany and be accompanied by meditation. If one just studies, Confucius said, if one studies without meditation, it'll be of no profit. But if one just meditates without study, many just meditate and say, I'm meditating, but without study, it will make the mind very narrow, make one very narrow-minded. So thus, study and meditation, they go hand in hand. Brethren, Habarim, brothers and sisters and mothers, study and meditation go hand in hand. If one just studies and doesn't meditate, then the study is of really no profit, because the purpose of studying is more than simply the acquisition of knowledge. Knowledge and learning are regarded only as a means for better serving Jah. Therefore, we study to learn, and we learn to do, and we study and we meditate, because studying without meditation is of no profit, and meditating without studying would make one narrow-minded. It will make the mind very narrow. So make I and I take the time to study and also take the time to meditate, to juggle these, studying and meditation. And in our studying to learn, may I and I learn to do, and may Jah be praised, and may Jah be pleased, 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 pleased.
Praise be the Almighty. Yes, sir, we got a double portion, double portion.
Can you tell us, what can you tell youngsters in the business, dance orders, about what to do to be as consistent and to connect with the audience as much as you do at live shows?
Okay, thank you very much. They got to be consistent, as you are people who like to shine the camera with a bright light in my face anywhere I go on the stage, anywhere in the country. You got to learn to read a lot and read conscious books, see conscious books, see conscious books, see conscious books. See conscious...
Seek y'all, seek ye out of the book. Dirshu, may all sefer of Yahuwah. Dirshu me all seferi Yahuwah. Ukrao, and read, y'all. Ukrao, and read. Dirshu me all sefer Yahuwah. Ukrao. Seek y'all out of the book of Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, and read, Dershu, may Allah seferi Yahuwah, ukrao, and read.
Always be reading and always be recording. You got to have contents to give to the people. So if you ain't working, you ain't got nothing to produce to the people.
Study to shoot thyself approved. Igerata polosa hashenita illat imotios. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Study to shew thyself approved. Study to shew thyself approved to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Heye yashakuda le hita yaseva ne emana lifne Elohim. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Uka for Elasher loye bosh, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hama haleka al nakona divar ha emet. Study to shew thyself approved to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Heyeya Shakuda le ehita yaseva ne emana lifne Elohim. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Uka for el asher lo yebosh. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Hamachaleka Allah nakona devar ha emet. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
You're the best billboard for yourself, and them say word of mouth are the best promotion, but you know, if you chat too much at times, I keep away from the media, because the media tends to distort the truth. And the truth about this matter is that we black people need to stand up and say what's right, 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 and say what's right.
And as the mighty diamond say, what, shame and pride? Check it.
Yeah. Pride is killing you, girl. Shame and pride is killing you.
Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. This man was born there.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Ja, Rastafari,
oh,
is the Almighty.
Some space for your sister, oh yeah.
Mizmor vet, 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 vet.
Why do the heathen rage, rage, rage?
Lama rageshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu goyim, geshu.
And the people imagine a vain thing, a vain thing, a vain thing.
Ule umim yehegu rik, rik.
My evil, my evil, my evil,
evil, my evil, boy, everything takes time. Lama rageshu goyim, yitassifu malchiris. ورزنيم نوسد يا أحد على أدوناي وعلى مشيحو ننتقى اتمصرتيمو ونشليخ ممنو عبوتيمو يوشيب بالشماي مسحاق أدوناي العغلامو אז ידבר אלימו ואפו, ובחרונו יבהלימו, ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי. אז ספרה אל חוק, אדוני אמר אליי בני אתה, אני היום ילידתיך. שאל ממני ואתן הגויים נחלתך ואחוזתך הסיארס תרועם בשבט ברזל ככלי יוצר תנפסם ועתה מלכים השכילו יווסרו שופט הארץ עבדו את אדוני ביראה וגילו ברעדה נשיקו בר פן ינף ותאבדו דרך כי יבער כמעט אפו אשרי כל חוסבו
Lama rakshu goy al Yahuwah ve'al Mashiacho. Why do the heathen rage against Jehovah and against his anointed, against Mashiacho, Mashiacho, his Messiah? Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. The wicked are like the troubled sea, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 57 and 20. V'harishayim akayam nigrash ki yahashiket lo yukal. Why are ye grishua meimayo refesh vatit? But the wicked are like the troubled sea. V'harishayim kayam nigrash, for it cannot rest ki hashiket lo yukal, and its waters cast up mire and dirt. Vayigarishu memayo refesh watit, like the sea whose mire and dirt are upon its shore. So the foulness of the wicked, of the ratchet, is upon their lips. Thus, like this, Pharaoh asked, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? Shemot, Exodus 5 and 2. Vayomer paro. מי הוא אשר אשמע בקולו לשלח את ישראל, 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 ישראל. And Pharaoh said, ויאמר פרעה, who is the Lord? Who is Jehovah? מי הוא? מי יהוה? Who is Jehovah? Who is he who be? מי הוא אשר אשמע
לקרוא לו, לשלח את ישראל, that I should hearken to his voice, אשר אשמע לקרוא לו, to let Israel go, לשלח את ישראל, את ישראל, לשלח את ישראל, את ישראל, לשלח את ישראל, לשלח את ישראל, that I should let Israel go. And when it is said of Sisera that for 20 years he mightily downpressed the Bnei Yisrael, for 20 years he mightily downpressed the children of Israel, Shoftim, Judges, chapter 4, verse 3. V'hua lachetz et Bnei Yisrael b'chazka asrim shana. 20 years he mightily downpressed the Bnei Yisrael. Uhu lachetza et Bnei Yisrael b'chazka asrim shana. By mightily is meant blasphemously and revilingly, as is suggested by the verse, your words have been all too mighty against me, saith the Lord. Malachi 3:13. Here in KJV, King James, Malachi 3:13, it reads, your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah. Chazku alai divrechem, amar Yahuwah. Your words have been all too mighty, stout. Chazku alai divrechem, amar Yahuwah, saith he who be we be. And Sennacherib spoke foully. Hath any of the gods of the nations ever delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? That the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 33 and verse 35. Hahatz elahitz Elohe Hagoyim, Ish et Arzo, Miyad, Melech Ashur. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Hahatzel Hitzelu, Elohe Hagoyim, Ish et Arzo, Miyad, Melech Ashur. Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, should deliver Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, out of mine hand, me, the call Elohe ha'eratzot, asher hitzilu et ha'arzam miyadi, ki ayatzil Yahuwah et Yerushalayim miyadi, that Jehovah should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand, miyadi. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke foully. O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 and verse 15. Ane Nevukada Netzar Ve'amar Lehona Hatzadah Shadrach, Meshach, Va'ereda Nego, Lela Haya, La, Ietechon, Palachin, Ulez, Elema, Dahi, Evai, Di, He, Kemeta, La, Sagdin. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, it is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye all serve my gods, nor worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if y'all be ready, that at what time ye y'all hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye y'all fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if y'all worship not, ye y'all shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Kanhena, Iatehona, Iatedina, Dia, Beidana, Dia, Tisha Meona, Kala, Karna, Masharo, Kita, Katarosa, Shabka, Pe Sanaterina, Suma Ponya, Kola, Zeneya, Zemara, Tipa Luna, Tisigduna, Lis Alma, Di, Avadeta, Hena La, Tiasigduna, Baha, Shaita, Tita Remona, Lit Go, Atuna, Nora, Yakidta, U Manhu, Elaha, De, Ye, Sheza, Vinokon, Mia, Yadai. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Uman hu elaha deya ye sheza vinakon miyadai. Another comment on why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord Jehovah and against his anointed Meshicho, his Messiah. Lama rakshu goyim. Why do the heathen, the nations, the goyim, why are the nations in the uproar? Why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Yitayatzvu malke eret. The kings of the earth set themselves. They stand up. Yitayatzvu malke eret. Ali Yehuah, Allah Meshicho, against Jehovah, and against Meshicho, against his Messiah. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth, and inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that bringeth princes to nothing, that bringeth princes to nothing. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 and 23. Hayosheva alahuga haaretz v'yishoveha kach gavim. Hanotena roznim le'ayin. Hanotena roznim le'ayin. It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth. Hayosheb al chuga haaretz. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. With yoshbeha ka chigavim. That bringeth princes to nothing. Hanotein roznim le'ayin. Therefore, whom do the wicked, do the ratchet resemble? Grasshoppers. Grasshoppers trapped in an urn, flinging themselves upward, only to fall down. So shall it be with the wicked, so shall it be with the ratchet. Rav Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Judah Bar Nachmani commented, after the generation of the flood, the next generation said, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven. Bereshith, Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. Vayomru, hava nivneh lanu ir ua migdala rosho vashamayim. And they said, Vayomru, come, hava, haba. They said, come, let us build us a city. Hava nivneh lanu ir, and a tower, u migdal, with its top, with rosho, its head, with rosho, bashamai, with its top in heaven. Wayomru, haba nibneh lanu ir, u migdal, with rosho, bashamai. Ought not the next generation have profited from the experience of the preceding one? Yet, even in Hazaman Lavo, in the time to come, Gog and Magog will set themselves against the Lord Jehovah and against his anointed, Ali Yehovah, with Allah Mishicho, only to fall down. David, foreseeing this, said, why do the heathen rage?
the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, Ali Yahuwah, with Al-Mashiach, against Jehovah and against his anointed, his Messiah. Lama rakshu goyim, Gita yatzvu malke eretz, with rozanim, no sudua yahad Ali Yahuwah with Al Mashiach,
the home place is to what?
In the night, visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than bellowed. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, the saints possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns after this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times to the dividing of time. The judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter in my heart.
The home place is to what?
Yeah, man, now fireball the whole of them. Fireball.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant. Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform.
Lama, why? Lama, why? Lama, why do the heathen rage? Lama, rakshu goyim? Why do the goyim rage? Lama, rakshu goyim? Why do the nations rage? Why are the nations in an uproar? Lama, rakshu goyim? The kings of the earth set themselves. Yitayatsuvu, malke, eret. The kings of the earth, the Malki Eretz, stand up, Yitayatsavu, set themselves, Yitayatsavu, Malki Eretz. And the rulers take counsel together, together, with Rosnim, Nosudu, Yachad. And the kings of the earth, set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Yitayatsavu, Malke, Eret, with Rosnim, Nosdu, Yahad, Ali Yehoah, with Al Meshicho, against He Who Be Who He Be, against Jehovah, Ali Yehoah, and against His Anointed, with Al Meshicho, against His Moshiach, His Messiah, against Christ, even Christ in His kingly character.
And here, a midrash note here, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. Gog and Magog, Israel's final combat will be with the combined armies of the heathen nations of the Goyi, the Gentiles, the international community, under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Refer to Yisrael in eschatology. Israel's final combat will be with the combined armies of the Goyi, of the heathen, the Gentile nations, the nationalities, the international community, under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Another comment on the wicked are like the troubled sea. Another comment on Wit Ha Rishaim Kayam Nigrash. Wit Ha Rishaim Kayam Nigrash. But the wicked, the ratchet, Ha Rishaim, the ratchet ones are like the troubled sea. Kayam Nigrash. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20. As a wave rises out of the troubled sea and rears up as though to flood the whole earth, yet falls flat on the sand when it reaches the shore, so whenever one heathen nation, whenever one of the Goyim joins with another to harm the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, it falls before them. The heathen of the earth resemble the sea. As is said, the wicked, the ratchet, Wiharishaim are like the troubled sea, Kayam Nigrash. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, resemble the sands of the sea. As is said, the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. Hosea 2 and 1. Vihaya Misapara Bnei Yisrael Kehola Hayam. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. Wehaya misapar bnei Yisrael kechol hayam. You find that Nimrod, and his allies joined together to gather against Abraham, but they fell before him. For as Scripture says, the night itself contended against them. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 15. The night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu, and the night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu. And here midrash notes Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. In rabbinic law, Amraphel is taken to be another name of Namrud, of Nimrod. See Genesis Rabbah 42 and 4. And hear, for the night itself contended against them. Such is apparently the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, intended by the commentator. In the Yehudi version we have, and he divided himself against them by night. And he divided himself against them by night. Wayechalek elehem Laila hu, and the night itself contended against them. Waye chalek elehem laila hu. Abimelech fell before Yitzhak, Esau, and Lavan and Laban before Yaakov, Paro and Mitzrayim, Pharaoh in Egypt before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and the same is true of many others mentioned in Scripture. And in the Zaman Lavo, in the time to come, Gog and Magog will fall before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel. Foreseeing their fall, David cried out, "Why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves against Yahweh, against Jehovah, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah." Lama ragshu goyim yitayatzvu malkei eretz we roznima nosadu yachad ali Yahuwah we al Meshicho. Why do the heathen rage? Lama ragshu goyim. Rav Yitzhak Isaac observes, when a man says to his friend, Why dost thou this or that? His friend gets angry. Yet the righteous say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Lama Rakshu Goyim. Why do the Goyim, why do the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, why do the heathen rage? Lama Rakshu Goyim. And Ha'el, the true God, and Elohim does not get angry. And the righteous are not punished. And why are the righteous not punished? Because they seek no boon for themselves. They seek no good for themselves, but only for the B'nai Yisrael, only for the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites. The people imagine a vain thing. The people imagine a vain thing. Ula umim yehigu rik. And why do the peoples mutter in vain? Ula umim yehigu rik. The people imagine a vain thing. Rav Aibu commented, all the raging of Harasha, of Harishaim, of the ratchet ones, they are wearying of themselves, is in vain. As is said, the people labor for the fire, and the nations weary themselves for vanity. Habakkuk 2:13. Habakkuk 2:13. Hello, hine me'eti Yehovah Zvot. Behold, is it not Jehovah of hosts? Hello, hine me'eti Yehovah Zvot. Is it not, behold, is it not Jehovah of armies? Ve'yigagua amim b'day esh, that the peoples labor for the fire. Ve'yigagua amim b'day esh. And the nations, the peoples, weary themselves for vanity. But the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons, the Israelites, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 65:23. They shall not labor in vain. Lo yigua larik, nor bring forth for terror. Lo yeladua la behala, nor bring forth for trouble. With lo yeladua la behala. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his Messiah, against his anointed. Yitayatvu malke eretza. We roznima nosdua yachad ali Yehovah we Allah Mishicho. When the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will come to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies, He will answer, I shall deliver them into your hands. Lamentations 3:63. I shall break their power, as it is said, God the Most High hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Bereshis 14:20. Here Midrash note, when the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies. Here Midrash note, refer to Lamentations 3:55-63, the A part of verse 63. And here in Megillah, Echa, here, Lamentations 3:55. I called upon thy name, O Jehovah, out of the lowest dungeon. Thou heardest my voice, hide not thine ear at my sighing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidest, fear not. O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Yahweh, Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their devices against me, against I. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Jehovah, and all their device against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their muttering against me all the day. Behold, thou, their sitting down and their rising up, I am their song. I called upon thy name. Kati Shimkai Yehovah, O Jehovah, Mi Bora Tachitiyot, out of the lowest dungeon. Koli Shamaita Ala Ta'ilim, Aznika Le Rava Khati, Le Rava Khati, Le Shawati, thou heardest my voice. Koli Shamaita, hide not Ala Ta'ilim. Thine ear at my sighing, Aznika li rauhati, at my cry, li shawati. Thou, I drewest near in the day that I called upon thee, I, thou saidest, fear not. Karavta biyoma ekaraika, amarta alatira. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Karabta biyom ekraika. Thou saidest, amarta, fear not, altira. O Lord, O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. Ravta Adonai rive nafshi ga'alta chayai. O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Rabta Adonai ribe nafshi, thou hast redeemed my life. Ga'alta chayai. O Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Raitaha Yahuwah avatani avatati shafta mishpati. O Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Raitaha Yahuwah avatati, judge shafta, judge thou I my cause. Shafta mishpati. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their devices against me. Haita kola nikam matam, kola machashivotam li. Thou hast seen all their vengeance. Haita kola nikam matam, all their devices against me, against I. Kola machashivotam li. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, O He who be, we be, and all their devices against me. Shema'ita cherpatam, Yahuwah, kol amachishovotam alai. Thou hast heard, Shema'ita, their taunt, cherpatam, O Jehovah, Yahuwah. Shema'ita cherpatam, Yahuwah, all their devices against I. Call a machishabotam alai. The lips of those that rose up against me and their muttering against me all the day. Sifteak amai vir hegionam alai. Call hayom, the lips, sifte, of those of them that rose up amai against me, against I, sifte kamaya, where hegi yonama alai, and their muttering against I, call hayom all the day. Behold, thou, the I, their sitting down, and their rising up. I am their song. Shivtama vik imatama, habita ani, Ma neginatam. Thus, when the Bnei Yisrael will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with complaints against their enemies. Hear, Aika, Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 55 to verse 63a. He will answer, I shall deliver them into your hands. Hear, hear, hear. Aika, Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63. And hear, hear, Midrash note. Here, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. The Midrash note here is that the word, Managinatam, or Managinatam, is usually translated as their song. Managinatam, ani managinatam, I am their song. So managinatam usually is translated as their song, is taken here as a derivative of migain, the Hebrew migain, to deliver. Hence the reference to Bereshis, the reference to Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And here in Aika, Migilat Aika, Lamentations, here we have Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63, the B part, I am their song, Ani Managinatam, Managinatam, Ani Managinatam, I am their song, I am their deliverer. And here in the 63rd verse, second part, beginning here, 64th verse, Thou will render to them a recompense, O Jehovah, according to the work of their hands. Tashiva lahem gemula Yahuwah k'ma'iseya yedehem. Thou will render to them a recompense, O Jehovah, O he who be who he be. Tashiv lahem gemula Yahuwah, according to the work k'ma'isei of their hands. Yedehem, k'ma'isei yedehem. I shall break their power, as is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. God the Most High hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. U'avaruk el elyon asher migen azareka b'yadeka. And blessed be El Elyon, blessed be the Almighty, the Highest. U Baruch El Elyon, who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. Asher Migen Sareka B'Yadeka. Thus there is the link between Migen and Bereshit in Genesis chapter 20. U Baruch El Elyon Asher Migen Sareka b'yadeka, and blessed be El Elyon, the Almighty, the Highest, the Most High, who hath delivered Asher Migain, who has Migain, Asher Migain, Sareka b'yadeka, thine enemies into thine hand. Thus the link between Migain and Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, and Managinatam, in Aika, in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63. Ani Managinatam, I am their song, I am their deliverer. Ani Managinatam, and Migain. Should it be reported to Adon Mashiach in Zaman Lavo, should it be reported to the Lord Messiah in the time that I were to come? A certain land is in rebellion against thee. He will say, let locusts come and smite it. As is said, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. Vihikah eretz b'shaveta piyo, and he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Vihikah eretz b'shaveta piyo. Or should it be reported to him, Ha'adon, Ha'mushiach, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, let the angel of death come and slay, and so destroy it. As is said, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Uvaruach sifatai yamita rasha, and with the breath of his lips, uvaruach sifatai, he shall slay the wicked. Yamit rasha, he shall dead on the wicked. Yamit rasha. And when the kings of the nations, the nationalities, the kings of the Goyi, the kings of the Gentiles, the international community, and when the kings of the heathen see how great is the affliction, they will come and bow down to Ha Adon HaMoshiach. They will bow down to the Lord Messiah, as is said. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 23. Apayim eretz yishetachavu laka va'efar raglayikha ye'elachiku. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth. Apayim eretz yishetachavu lak. And lick the dust of thy feet. Va'efar raglayikha ye'elachiku. Against the Lord and against his anointed. Ali Yehovah we'al mishicho. Hear. Today, Psalm Mizmor Beit. Mizmor Beit. Mizmor Beit. Psalm 2. Hear the Beit verse, the second verse. Against Yahuwah Jehovah, against he who be, who he be, Ali Yahuwah, and against his anointed, we'al mishicho. This was Korach, Korah, who murmured against Aaron, the anointed, the Moshiach of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the anointed of the Lord, because of the priesthood. Moshe said, if my brother Aaron had taken the priesthood on his own, you would have acted properly in murmuring against him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, to whom greatness, sovereignty, and power belong, gave it to him. Therefore, any man who sets himself against Aaron, sets himself against none, no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the Holy One. Blessed be he. Hence, here it is said, Ali Yahuwah we'al Mashicho, against Jehovah and against his anointed, against Mashicho, his Messiah, his Christ. Another comment on against Jehovah and against his anointed, Allah Yahuwah we'al Mashicho. By way of the parable of a mighty man who lived in a certain land, an army about to invade the land, but fearful of the mighty man, took counsel, saying, what must we do? Come, let us first slay the mighty man, and then fight against the land. Likewise speak kings and rulers of the earth. Likewise spoke kings and rulers of this earthly plane against Christ, Moshiach, in his kingly character, against the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, against Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Ngus Neges, Ethiopia. Allah Yehovah, we Allah Mashiachoah. Rav Berakiah said in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, cursed be the wicked, the ratchet, who contrive dark counsel against Yisrael, against Israel, each one boasting, my counsel is better than thine. Esau said, Cain was a fool, for he slew his brother Abel while his father was still alive. Did not Cain know that his father would be fruitful and multiply and would beget Seth? I shall not act so unknowingly. When the days of mourning for my father are at hand, I will slay my brother Yaakov. I will slay my brother Jacob. Bereshith, Genesis chapter 27. Verse 41. Vayomer Esau, b'libo, yikarevua yimeya evela via, v'ahargaheta Yaakov achi. And Esau said in his heart, Vayomer Esau, b'libo, may the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Yikarebua yimeya evela bi. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. Ve'aharga heta Yaakov achi. And inherit his portion. Pharaoh said, Esau was a fool in saying, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Pharao. Pharaoh said that Esau was a fool because he said, Yikrevu yimeyevel aviya. May the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Did he not know that while his father was alive, his brother Yaakov, his brother Jacob, would be fruitful and would multiply? I shall not act so unknowingly. Under the very birthstools of their mothers, while they are yet newborn infants, I shall smite the children of Yisrael. I shall smite the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael. So in saying, let us deal wisely, Shemot, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 10. Hava, nita hakama lau, come. Hava, let us deal wisely. Let us deal wisely. Hava, nita hakama lau. Paro, Pharaoh meant, let us act more knowingly than those who preceded us. At once, Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river. Shemot, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 22. Kol habein hayildota hayora tasha lekuhu. Every son that is born, kol habein hayildota ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Hayora tasha lekuhu. Haman said, Paro, Pharao, Pharaoh, Pharaon was a fool when he charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye, y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, ye, y'all shall save alive. Vayitzav Paro lekol amo lemor, and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Kol habeina hayildota hayora tasha lekuhu v'kol habata tehayun. Every son that is born, y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, y'all shall save alive. Did he not know that the daughters would marry, would be fruitful, and would multiply? Yea, surely I shall not act so unknowingly. I shall destroy, slay, and cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children, and women. Esther chapter 3, verse 13. Lehashmid laherog ula beda etakola hayyudima min ara ve adazaken tafa ve nashima be yom echada, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the Yehudi, Hayyehudim, both young and old, min ara adazakein, little children, taf, and women, with nashim, in one day, yom echad. And Gog and Magog will likewise say, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel. Here, Midrashno Tanchuma, edited by Buba and the Amor, literally here, with their counsel, they sought occasion against Yisrael, with their counsel. So Gog and Magog will likewise say, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel. All the former with their counsel, they sought occasion against Yisrael. They sought occasion against Israel. Hence, here it is said, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against Jehovah and against his anointed, against his Messiah. Yitayatzabu malke eretza. We roznima nosdu yachada ali Yehua we al Mashiach. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He, will say to Gog and Magog, oh, ye y'all ratchet, y'all wicked, do you set yourselves to make war against me? Do y'all set yourselves to make war against I? How many battalions have I by me? How many angels of flame, lightning, and fire have I by me? and I shall go forth with them, and I shall fight beside them. Thus, like this scripture says, the Lord will go forth as a mighty man, like a man of war. He will behave himself mightily against his enemies. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13. Yahuwah kagibor yetzeya, keisha milchamota yair kinah, ya ri'ah hafa yat riach, ala oivayo ayita gavar. Jehovah will go forth as a mighty man. Yahuwah kagibor yetzei, he will stir up jealousy, zealousy, like a man of war. Keisha milchamota yair kinah, he will cry, yea, he will shout aloud. Yari'ah hafa yatzariach, he will prove himself mighty against his enemies. Ala oibayo yita gabar. And scripture says also, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fighteth in the day of battle. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the holy ones with thee, with the eye. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 5b. Ve'asafti et kol hagoyim, ve'yatzah Yahuwah, ve'nilchama ba'goyim ha'hem, k'yoma hi'alachmoa b'yoma k'rav. Uva Yahuwah Elohai kol ha'kedoshim imak. For I will gather all nations against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem, to battle. Ve'asafti et kol hagoyim eli Yerushalayim la milachama. Then shall Jehovah, he be, go forth. Ve'yatzah Yahuwah, and fight against those nations, those nationalities. Ve'nilchama bagoyim ha'hem, as when he fighteth in the day of battle. K'yoma hi'alachmoa b'yoma k'rav. And Jehovah, my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai, Haliyai, shall come. Uba Yahuwah Elohai, and all the holy ones with the eye. Kol HaKedoshim Imak. And what does scripture go on to say? The Lord shall be king over all the earth. Zechariah chapter 14. At verse 9, where it reads that Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be Melech, shall be Negus, even Negus Neges, king over all the earth. V'haya Yahuwah l'melech al kol ha'aretz, and Jehovah, he who be who he be, v'haya Yahuwah, and he who be who he be, shall be, v'haya Yahuwah l'melech, king al kol ha'aretz, over all the earth, over the entirety of the earthly plane. V'haya Yahuwah l'melech al kol ha'aretz, 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 al kol ha'aretz. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The whole place is due for help, 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 help.
Thank you.
Selassie is a master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Aile, 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 aile.
Do you hear? Double red up, red up, red up. Don't you know what it's like? When Jack come from Bozra with his garment dipped in blood.
Mizmor bet. Lama rabishu goyim. Ule umim yehguri. Yit yatsevu malche eret. Verozenim nosedu yahad. Al Adonai ve'al meshecho. Nenateka et moserotemo. ונשליחה ממנו אבותינו. יושב בשמיים ישחק, אדוני ילעג למו. אז ידבר אלמו ואפו, ובחרונו יבהלמו. ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי. אספרה אל חוק, אדוני אמר אליי, בני אתה, אני היום ילידתיך, שאל ממני ואתנה גויים נחלתך, ואחוזתך אף שארץ. ורועם בשבט ברזל, ככלי יוצר תנפצם, ועתה מלכים השכילו, היווסרו שופטי ארץ. רגדו את אדוני ביראה, וגילו ברעדה. נשקו בר פן יענף, ותובדו דרך, ויבער כמעט אפו, אשרי כל חוסר. Mizmor bet.
Why do the heathen rage?
Lama rageshu goyim, ishu goyim, ishu goyim, ishu goyim.
And the people imagine a vain thing, a vain thing.
Ule umim yehguri.
The kings of the earth set themselves, set themselves, set themselves.
Yit yatsevu malche ere.
The rulers take counsel together, counsel together, counsel together, counsel together.
The rosinim nosedu yahad.
Against the Lord and against his anointed, against his anointed, against his anointed, against his anointed.
Al Adonai ve'al meshecho.
Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and he perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
One shall be taken away.
Yes, yes, yes. Haile Selassie, the man from Basra. Check the robe, coronation day, and the sword. Yes, I, Rastafari. Man from Basra.
Brother.
Come from Bodrock with his garment dipped in blood. Said it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Said it a go red hot, red hot. Down in a Babylon. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot. Down in a Babylon. Waving trees from poor, I try to deliver fruit before they open out the door. Gaze at the sun of the tree before. Yeah, when Jah were born in a stable, the saddle grass had his hay lazy. From Basra with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Oh, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot. Down in a Babylon. Oh, we talk away that, say that, say that. Down in a and one shall be taken away. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. Oh, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon.
The man from Basra, Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Some say the man from Basra, but the man from Basra, Mizeba, Meedom, Hamuta, Begadim, Mi Batra, from Basra. That's Isaiah 63 and 1, the coronation. Look at the robes, the sword. Very, very important prophecy in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Mize ba me Edom. Who is this that come from Edom? Hamuta begadim mi batra. Who is this coming from Edom, from Basra, from Batra? In garments stained crimson, in garments, dyed garments. This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty,
Le Hoshia to Yeshua to save. Hear, 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 prophecy of Kedemah.
Praise, 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 lush. Perfect. Blessed. Mosiah. Mosiah.
And the Malkei, Eretz, the kings of the earth, they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And the Malkei, Eretz, the kings of the earth, they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Ne'natika eta mosarotemo, ve'nashalika minenu evotemo. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm is more bait. Psalm 2, verse 2 and verse 3. Let us break their bands asunder. Ne natika eta mosarotemo. That is the bands of tefillin that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, wear upon their arms, and cast away their cords. And cast away their cords. That is the cords of tefillin that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, wear upon their heads. Here, hear Midrash notes. See and refer to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8, and Devarim, and Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. And here, here, some suggest that when the nations, ha-goyim, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, when the nations, the goyim, ha-goyim, when they realize that they have no power to fight against ha-el, ha-elohim, the true God, they will turn upon Israel and attempt to break the bands and the cords that bind Israel to ha-el, to the true God. Generally speaking, these bands and cords, they stand for HaTorah, for the Torah and the commandments. Here, however, HaGoyim, the nations, are considered as attacking the wearing of tefillin. Another comment on let us break their bands asunder. Ne natika eta mosarotemo. That is, break the seven laws that were enjoined upon the Bnei Noach, the children of Noah, and cast away the cords from us. Ve'nashlicha mimenu ebotemo, and cast away the cords from us. That is, the precepts. Precepts concerning and concerned with such things as the booth, ha-sukkah, and the festive wreath. Precepts whose performance requires the interweaving of branches, and that are therefore called cordings. Cordings in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40. Te marima va enafa eita evota ve arreya nachala ua se machetema lifnei Yahuwa Elohekem shivata yamin. And ye and y'all shall take you on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye and y'all shall rejoice lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be weedi Elohekem, y'all Elohim, 7 days, Shiv'at Yamin. So here we have the Eitz Avot, the Eitz Avot, the Eitz Avot, or the boughs of thick trees, Eitz Avot, the myrtle that is formed like a plat, with three leaves issuing from one point of the branch covering. The phrase, ye shall take you, this governs all the species that are named, in the sense that only one of each is to be taken. But here we have the Eitz Avot, the Eitz tree Avot, boughs of thick trees. So the connection of the Eitz Avot, the cords, the cordings, the cords, the Eitz Avot, the tree of the Avot, and Evotemo, Evotemo, their cords, in the phrase, Ve'nashlicha mimenu Evotemo, and cast away their accords, the accords from us. And hear Midrash note on the festive wreath, the festive wreath, that is the lulav, or some in say that is lulav, the lulav, that is made with interwoven branches of palm, myrtle, and willow. Hear Midrash note on Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40. The myrtle is called a tree of abot, a tree of cordings, or the eitz abot, tree of abot, tree of cording, that the commentator connects with their cordings, their abot, or ebotemo, their cords of the Mizmor, today's Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. Now, according to Rav Chista, the wild myrtle was employed in the construction of the sukkah, while the cultivated variety was used for the lulav, the festive wreath, the lulav. Thus also in the verse, and many peoples shall go and say, come ye, come y'all, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. V'halku amim rabim v'amru l'ku v'na'le il har Yahuwah il beit Elohei Ya'ikob v'yoredu amida akayo v'nelka b'orchotayo ki amid Tziona teitzei Torah u'davar Yahuwah mi'arushalayim. And many peoples shall go and say, we halku amim rabim, we amru, come ye, come y'all, and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, leku, we na'ile il har Yahuwah, to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, il beit Elohei Yaakov, and he will teach us of his ways. With your redu mia derakayo, and we will walk in his paths. With nelka de orchotayo, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, out of Zion shall go forth Torah. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. U'adevar Yahuwah mi'arushalayim. The ways and paths are the seven laws whereby the B'nai Noch, the children of Noah, were bound. Derakayo or Chotayo, his ways. Derakayo, his path. Or Chotayo, the ways and the paths are the seven laws whereby the B'nai Noch, the children of Noah, were bound. Hear Midrash note, the children of Noah were bound or joined or burdened or charged. The children of Noah, whereby the children of Noah were bound, were joined. The children of Noah were burdened. The children of Noah, of Noah, were charged. He that sitteth in the heavens will speak to them. I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Hear today's Psalm, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, verses 4 to 6. He that sitteth in the heavens, Yoshev Bashamayim, he that sitteth in the heavens will speak to them. Az yidaber eleim rani nasakti malki alis ion har kadisho. Truly, it is I that have established my king. Wa ani nasakti malki upon Zion, alis ion my holy mountain. Har kadishi. Wa ani nasakti malki. Al Sion, Har Kadishi. Al Zion, Har Kadeshi, up on Zion, my holy mountain. Har Kadeshi. Rav Yitzhak Bar Chama taught, all the doings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, are in holiness, are in idleness, set apartness. His speech is in holiness, idleness. As is said, God spoke in His holiness. Psalm 60, verse 8. Elohim diber bikadosho. Elohim spoke in His holiness. Elohim diber bikadosho. The praise, the eyes of Him is in holiness. As is said, holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts is holy. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Vikara ze il ze, ve'amar, kadosh, 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 Yahuwah Tzevaot, melo kol haaretz, kovodo. And one called to another, and said, Vikara ze il ze, ve'amar, holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies. Kadosh, 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 Yahuwah Tzevaot, the whole earth is full of His glory. Melo kol haaretz akavodo. His going is in holiness, idleness, set apartness. As is said, the goings of my God, my King, in holiness, in idleness. Psalm 68, verse 25. Rao helikote ka Elohim, helikot heli malki vakodesh. They see thy goings, O Elohim. Rao helikoteka Elohim, even the goings of my God. Helikot Eli, my King, Malki, in holiness, Bakodesh. The bearing of His arm is in holiness, in idleness, set apartness. As is said, the Lord hath made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 10. Chasafi Yehovah et zeroah kadosho le'aynai kol hakoyim ve'ao kol afse aretz et yeshuata Eloheinu. Jehovah, He who be, who He be, hath made bare His holy, His eyelid, His set-apart arm. Chasaf Yahuwah et zeroah kadosho. Chasafi Yehovah et zeroah kadosho. In the eyes of all the nations, le'aynei kol hagoyi, and all the ends of the earth shall see. We'arau kol afse aretz, the salvation of our, of Ayanai Elohim. Eita Yeshuata Eloheinu. His sitting is in holiness, in idleness, and set apartness. As is said, God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness, His idleness, His set apartness. Psalm 47 and 9. Malak Elohim al goyi, Elohim yashava al kisei kadosho. Elohim reigneth over the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Malak Elohim, Allah goyi. Elohim has become king, is coronated, has become king. Malak Elohim, al goyi. Elohim yashab, Elohim sitteth, Elohim yashab, al kisei kadosho, up on His holy throne, the holiness, His throne of holiness, al kisei kadosho. Malak Elohim al goyim, Elohim yashav al kisei kadosho. He is glorious in holiness and idleness and set apartness. As is said, who is like to Thee, glorious in holiness? Who is like to Thee, I, glorious in idleness? Shemot, Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Mi kamoka ne'edara bakodesh. Who is like to Thee? Mi kamoka, glorious in holiness. Ne'edara bakodesh. Another reading, He that sitteth in the heavens will make them laugh. Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak. He that sitteth in the heavens, Yoshev Bashamayim, will make them laugh. Yishak, Yishak. That is HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, the Eloah Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will make the heathen, HaGoyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community, laugh in derision of one and other. Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, there are four places in Scripture where Hayel Elohim, the true good, the true God, is described as laughing. One, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Even hear today's psalm, Mizmor Beit, Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak, Adonai Yil'agalamo. He that sitteth in Shemayim, in the heavens, shall laugh. Adonai shall have them in derision. Adonai Yil'agalamo. Second, but thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen, all the nations in derision. Psalm 59, verse 9. But thou, Jehovah, he who be, we be, shall laugh at them. Thou, the eye, shall have all the nations in derision. Thirdly, the wicked plotteth against the just. The Lord shall laugh at him. Psalm 37, verse 13. Adonai Yishak Lahu, Ki Rah, Ki Yavo Yomo. Adonai Adonai doth laugh at him. Adonai Yishak Lahu, for he seeth, Ki Rah, that his day is coming. Ki Yavo Yomo. Adonai Yishak Lahu, and fourthly, because I have called and ye and y'all refused, I also in your calamity will laugh. Mishle Shlomo, Mishle Proverbs chapter 1 verse 26. Ya'an Ka'ati Vata Ma'el, because I have called, Ya'an Ka'ati, and ye and y'all refuse, Vata Ma'el. I also in your calamity will laugh. I will mark when your dread cometh. Then will he speak to them in his wrath. As yidaber leimo v'apo, then will he speak to them in his wrath. Hear, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, the 5th verse. Then will he speak to them in his wrath. As yidaber leimo v'apo. But elsewhere Scripture says, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness. Shemot, Exodus 34 and 6. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayoa, vayikra Yahuwah el rachuma vechanun rekapayim v'rava cheseda v'emet. And Jehovah he who be, we be, passed by before him. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayoa, and proclaimed, Vayikra Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, he who be, who he be, El, God, El Almighty, Rachum, merciful, Wechanun, and gracious, Erekapayim, long nose, Erekapayim, long suffering, Wechraba Chesed, and abundant in goodness, loving kindness, with Rav Chesed, with Amet, and truth, with and Amet, truth. Al-Kain, therefore, Silazi, it must be concluded that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, is merciful and gracious to the B'nai Yisrael, to the children of Israel, to the sons of Yisrael, to the Israelites, but to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, who brought terror to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is wrathful and fierce, as is written, Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. Hine yomi Yahuwah ba achazariya ve'evra v'achron af lasum ha'aretz li'shama ve'hataeha yashmida mimeneha miyemenaha. Behold, hine, the day of he who be, who he be, the day of Jehovah cometh. Hine yomi Yahuwah ba, cruel and full of wrath and fierce anger, akzariya we'evra wa chron af, to make the earth a desolation, lasum ha'aretz lishamma, and to destroy the sinners, the uckers thereof, out of it, out of her, we'chataeha hashmida mi'emenaha mi'emenaha, we'chataeha yashmida mi'emenaha mi'emenaha. Hence, here it is said, then will he speak to them in his wrath. As yidaber lemo be'apo. Then, as he will speak yidaber to them elemo in his wrath. Be'apo, be'apo. As yidaber lemo be'apo. Truly, it is I that have said, Nasakati, Malaki, my king. Hear, hear, Mizmor Beit. Hear, hear, the Wawet, the Vav verse, the sixth verse. Wani, Nasakati, Malaki. Truly it is I that have set Nasakati, my king, Malaki. What else can Nasakati mean? Anointed, as in the verse, neither did I anoint Sakati myself at all, in Daniel chapter 10 verse 3. Neither did I anoint Sakti myself at all. Lo Sakti Admilot. Neither did I anoint myself at all. At all. Lo Sakti Admilot. Or melted, or Nasakti, melted, as in the verse, a molten maseka, maseka, calf, a molten calf. Shemot, Exodus 32, verse 4. Egel maseka, egel calf, maseka, molten. Or nasakati, made great, as in the verse, eight great nasik, ones among men. Micah chapter 5 verse 4. Eight great nasik, ones among men. Ushemona nesikhe adam, and eight princes among men. Ushemona nesikhe adam. And in the verse, the greatness nasik of the north. The greatness nasik of the north. In Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 30. Shamma nisike tzafon. There, shamma, are the princes of the north. Shamma nisike tzafon. And here, Midrash note right here. Nasakti, nasakti, suggests to the commentator all these meanings involving the roots, the Hebrew roots, Nun, Samek, Kaf, or Samek, Kaf. the N, the S, the K, Hebraically, and the S and the K, the Hebrew roots, Nasakti. So here, here, here. Truly it is I that have set Nasakti, Malachi, my king. Psalm 2, verse 6. What else can Nasakti mean? Anoint. Reference to Daniel, Daniel chapter 10, verse 3. Neither did I anoint Sakti myself at all, or melt it, as in the verse, a molten maseka, egel maseka, a molten calf in Shemot in Exodus chapter 32, verse 4. Or made great, as in the verse, eight great ones or princes among men, among Adam, the Nasik, Nisike, Nisike Adam, in Micah, Micah chapter 5, verse 4. And in the verse, the greatness, or the princes, the greatness of the north, Nisike Zafon, in Yehezkel, Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 30. And where have I made Malachi, my king, great? Continuing in the Midrash on Mizmor Beit. Alef Yon Har Kadeshi, up on my holy hill, Har Kadeshi, holy hill of Sion. Al Sion Har Kadeshi, as the verse here, here, here concludes. Additional Midrash note, where it reads, he that sitteth in the heavens will make them laugh, will make them laugh. Midrash notes right here. Hebraically, by a slight change of vowels, Yitzhak, he laugh, is read as Yisahek, he will make them laugh. Yoshev Bashamayim, Yisahek, he will make them laugh, by changing it from Yitzhak, he will laugh, Yisahek, he will make them laugh. Yoshev Bashamayim, Yisahek, he will make them laugh. Adonai Yil'adalam, Adonai will have them in derision. Azayidaber Lemo Abi Apo, then will he speak to them in his wrath. Uavachirono Yevahilemo, and affright them in his sore displeasure. Wani Nasakati Malaki, truly it is I, Wani Nasakati Malaki, that have established my king, anointed my king, established my king. Wani Nasakati Malaki, Al Zion Har Kadeshi, up on Zion, my holy, my Isla, my set apart mountain. KJV, King James Version, translates Psalm 2, verse 6 as, yet have I set Nasakti, my king, Malachi. I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The word Nasak, to pour out, to pour, to offer, to cast. Also to anoint. So to pour out, especially a libation, or to cast, as to cast metal. By analogy, Nasak and Nasakti, to anoint a king. I have anointed my king. Wa ani Nasakti Malki. I've anointed my king. Up on Zion, my holy mountain. Wa ani Nasakti Malki. Ala Zion Harak Adishi.